Leon McKenzie. I serve as a pastor for teaching and preaching here at Redeemer Community Church. And as is the custom with Family Sunday, it's going to be a little bit of a... I was thinking to say circus, but that may not be the best answer, but that's what it's going to be, somewhat of a circus. All right, and today we're going to start with something kind of fun, but I'm going to read a passage of Scripture, and then I'm going to pray. So we're going to get a little bit serious with the Scripture, and then we're going to get really fun again. All right, so just ride with me. We're coming from John chapter 2, verses 13 through 22. And up here, it's in our usual NIV, but I'm actually going to read it for the message so that we all can kind of follow along with it together. And so we're going to read this, and then we're going to pray and then jump into our, I was going to say sermon, but I think a better word is festivities. But there's more. All right. So all right, beginning in verse 13, and this is from the Message version. It says, "When the Passover feast, celebrated each spring by the Jews, was about to take place, Jesus traveled up to Jerusalem." Sorry, I didn't mean to throw you for a loop, really, so it's just different. "He found the temple teeming with people selling cattle and sheep and doves. The loan sharks were also there in full strength. Jesus put together a whip out of strips of leather and chased them out of the temple, stampeding the sheep and cattle, upending the tables of the loan sharks, spilling coins left and right. He told the dove merchants, 'Get your things out of here. Stop turning my father's house into a shopping mall.' That's when his disciples remembered the scripture, 'Zeal for your house consumes me.' But the Jews were upset. They asked, 'What credentials can you present to justify this?' Jesus answered, 'Tear down this temple, and in 3 days I'll put it back together.' They were indignant. 'It took 46 years to build this temple, and you're going to build it in 3 days?' But Jesus was talking about his body as a temple. Later, after he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this. They then put two and two together and believed both what was written in the scripture and what Jesus had said. This is the word of the Lord." Pray with me. Father, I thank you so much for the opportunity to come and worship with my brothers and sisters. And I'm thankful and grateful for Family Sunday, where we can have fun and we can teach truths in ways that both our younger children and our older children can hear and receive. And in your mercy, Father, I pray that that's what would happen. That the truths, the timeless, powerful truths of your scripture would go out, would connect and communicate well to every person here. And Lord, that you would cause it to accomplish in all of our hearts and our minds exactly what you sent it for it to accomplish. Lord, that you would save our little ones, save our older ones, Father. And again, that you would just do all that you'd like to do through us, in us, through your word, through all the things that we have planned this morning. We give you the glory and the honor and the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. I promise you, we tested that multiple times, and it worked, and it just didn't work that time. However, I hope that was a shot of nostalgia for those of us who are 35 and older. If you're 30, you don't even know what that is, so 35 and older. What would you do? That was a really, really cool show back in the early 90s, early to mid-90s on Nickelodeon. How many of you guys remember that show? It was awesome. Are you feeling good after hearing that? It probably would have been better if you could see the whole thing, but hopefully hearing it was great. And so today, we're going to play a game of What Would You Do? And I'm your host, Mark Summers. All right, so today our family's going to be the stars. Go ahead and give the stars a hand clap. There we go. All right. Come on up here. Right. Yes. All right. So, for those who don't know who you are, tell me your name.
Jay Star.
I'm Ava. Lee.
Caleb.
Ashley.
All right. And these are the stars of our show today. All right, so guys, particularly for the children. What would you say, or excuse me, what would you do if I said that you have an opportunity today to pie your parents?
Easily doing it.
I would be very excited. I would definitely do it.
All right, all right, all right. They are very excited about the potential of pieing their parents. What would you do if I said that you have an opportunity today to be pied?
Oh, I thought I was going to get the opportunity to pie them.
Not if I have it my way.
I don't know. I feel some things.
All right. All right. Some things. That's fine. That's fine. All right. So, in the spirit of the show, What Would You Do Today, we're going to play a game, okay, and the losers will receive pies to the face, okay? The winners will get to place pies in the face, okay? Pastor Drew, if you would go ahead and prepare the pies for us while I prepare the game. All right, so. Here's the game. For our small kids and big kids, what is this? A balloon. All right. Very simple. Now, yeah, you got it. We're going to be there. You got to do something. Yeah. So, the way this game is going to work is we're going to have balloons scattered around here. Okay? It's going to be the children against the parents. And what they have to do is get the balloons from here to in this trash can. Okay? Pretty simple, except that they can't use their hands. So get the balloon from there to here, without however you get it in, just cannot use your hands. Now, we're going to make it really interesting, because I personally want to see the parents get pie. So I'm going to make it a little bit challenging. Kids, you only have to get 3 balloons in the trash can. Parents, you have to get, guess how many? More than 3. You have to get 6 in the trash can, okay? All right. I'll set a timer for 5 minutes. If you don't get 3 or 6, then whoever has the most wins, okay? Now, there may be some interference with the parents. Someone up here may interfere just to help the parents not win. But if they can succumb all the insurmountable obstacles, then they win, then kids, you will get pie. Hey, a win is a win, ain't it? All right. So, can I get June, come up. You want to help me real quick? Grab these balloons. Who else wanted to help? Who else is that? All right, come on, Kaya. Come on and help. Come on. All right. I want you to get a balloon and take it over there, and then come back and get some more. Okay, go. Just drop it over there on the floor. Good. There you go. There you go. There you go. Grab that one there, Kaya. Good. Here, take another. You can take 2, right? Yeah, there you go. There you go. Good job. Good. Got those big DeBro hands. All right. There you go. All right. There you go. All right. All right. Perfect. Thank you guys so much for your help. Everybody give them a hand. All right. Okay. So, there's at least 9, right? Yeah, because I think we did. Also, if any balloons pop, we take it off the parents' total, okay? Just in case, so. No, I wouldn't do it. Don't cheat that much. Ava said, can I just start jumping on them? Don't cheat quite that much. All right, so you guys start over at that end, okay? Just figure it out where you're going to stand. Now, listen, we tried to clear this off as much as possible. I didn't have you guys sign a waiver, but if you trip, just get back up. All right. Okay, so I'm going to set a timer for 5 minutes. Okay? All right, so ideally you would have 2 lines, right, so that the parents could go as well. You guys, yeah, you guys would. Yeah, there you go. All right, again, cannot use your hands. All right, let me set a timer here. On your mark, get set, go. All right, let's see. All right. One for the parents. One for the kids. Two for the parents. Oh! Three for the parents. Four for the parents. Two for the parents. That's three? Was that three? That's two. That's two. 4-2. Oh, that's three. That's three. All right. Hey, Caleb really worked hard. Oh, man. All right. Well, shucks. As you would have it, the parents lost. I tell you what. Good job, kids. Good job. Good job. Good job. Good job. Good job, everybody. All right. Ruby, will you grab those chairs for me? All right. Unfortunately, parents lost. Are you one of those? Okay, that's great. Yeah, it's a little higher. All right, parents, if you don't mind taking your seats here, go ahead. And we're gonna because we're nice, we're gonna give you a little bit of protection so you're not too messed up today. Okay? Caleb faced. Face to Ashley like, I love you. All right. Oh, there you go. It's not covering much of the clothes. Hey, turn it this way. Ashley, there you go. There you go. All right. Put it on the lap. Kids, if you'd like to come get your prize. So sweet. All right. There's only two pies, so you guys decide how you want to do it. All right, here you go. Oh, hold on, Pastor Drew wants to get... There you go. Good job, Pastor Drew. I didn't think that far at all. All right, on the count of three. What? We're going to do one at a time. Yeah, because we want to really feel this. We really want to enjoy this. All right? One, two, three. I gotta be honest, I did not think about how to clean it off the floor. All right, who's next? Okay, here we go. Are you gonna share it? Kind of double? You know what? Do we have any more whipped cream? No? Oh, I was gonna make another pie for you. All right, on the count of three. One, two, three. Oh! Yeah! All right. We have some wipes for you. Yes, there you go. All right. There you go. Well, while they're cleaning up, everybody give them a hand. Give them a hand. Say thank you so much. Thank you, guys. Let me help you. Hold on. All right. Give them a half a hand again. Yay. All right. Thank you, guys. All right. Was that fun? You guys enjoyed that? All right. Summer camp. And what season are we in now? Fall? It's still winter? Summer camp in the winter. All right. You can go to that next slide for me, Grand Ann. So today, I want to ask the question to say, we know what Jesus did, so what would you do? Now, in the passage that we read this morning, Jesus goes up to the temple in Jerusalem, right? He's going for a feast. Anybody remember what the name of that feast was? Passover. And Passover is a very important feast where the Jews remember when God delivered them from slavery in Egypt. That's my timer going off. I was like, who's calling me? When God delivered them from slavery in Egypt, okay? And so Jesus goes up to the temple during this Passover, this feast, and what does he see? Tell me some things if you remember. Big kids, help me out. Go ahead.
He saw a million animals.
He saw a lot of animals. Huh? Dove merchants.
Money changers.
Movie stars. Loan sharks. What the movie stars? That movie's back then. All right. And he sees all these things, and Jesus becomes what?
Angry.
He gets angry. And he goes and he makes a whip out of Eugene Peterson. The message, he says leather. Some people would say ropes. But he just finds something, and he makes kind of a makeshift whip. And he just goes through and he starts to whip and drive all these money changers and the people that are selling the doves and all these people. He drives them out. And what's interesting, I never really thought of this before, he also drives out the what? The animals. He drives out the animals. Now I'm going to ask you guys a question. What about this made Jesus angry? Anybody have thoughts? Store, a shopping mall is the way he puts it. That's really good. Exactly. Go ahead. Into a den of thieves. Man, that's some strong words by Jesus, right? So, let me ask you a question. I'm going to tell you something. It wasn't uncommon for people to sell things like animals and to exchange money for different currencies so you could buy things like animals and doves so that you can offer sacrifices. That was actually a helpful service. But for some reason, when they were doing it on this particular day and the way they were doing it, Jesus was really angry. Could anybody guess what about the way they were doing that this time made him so angry? They were being greedy. Maybe they were overcharging. You know how, like, when there's a game for the Atlanta Falcons, and for some reason, before there's a game, parking costs a certain price. When there's a game, parking costs another price. Inflation, maybe. You know, I like to use the word extortion. But, right, maybe that's what was happening. Because this was Passover, they were charging way too much. Anybody else have any thoughts? What you got, Mr. Daniel? Exactly. And anytime we forget the good things that God has done, we're prone to sinning and doing and taking advantage of Him and things. That's true. Go ahead. What you got? Exactly. They had forgotten that it was sacred at all, and all they were trying to do was a business transaction, right? Which is also problematic. There's one other thing, and all of those things I think are probably true. There's one other thing that I learned that was happening that I think was pretty angering to Jesus too. You see, the way the temple was, there was an inner sanctuary where only people who were Jewish people could go in, and then there was the outer courts where non-Jewish worshipers of God could worship, and women particularly. Women and non-Jewish worshipers out there, Jewish men could go on the inside. And when Jesus talks about the temple, right, when he says, "You're turning my temple," he uses one word, and that word actually means that outer court. And when he talks about destroying the temple, his body, he uses the word for the inner court, where the Jews go and where God dwells. And so what we think was happening is that in that outer court where the Gentiles could worship, they had turned that place
into the place where they were selling, where the animals were, you know, what do animals do typically? They eat and they do one more thing. Huh? Poop. That the animals were out there pooping, and so that the Jewish people were undermining the worship of the Gentile people. And Jesus, that was very, very maddening to Jesus. And so when Jesus saw the injustice, he had to do something to correct it. And so this is what I want to say to you guys. We know what Jesus did. What would you do? And so this is what I want you to do, okay? And this will be, we'll close with this. Families, I want you to get together with your children, neighbors. Okay, I want you to get together with families. And what I want you to discuss today is one way that you can think of today to right something that you find to be wrong. Maybe you find that someone is lonely and you can just be there with them. Maybe someone is in need and you can give. I want you to get together, put your brains together, and talk about it and think about it. Parents, it's going to take some work on your part, especially if your children are smaller, but this is what we call discipleship. Amen? So I want you guys to get together. Let's talk. Take about 5 minutes, okay? Neighbors, listen, if you happen to be a single person here by yourself, talk to your neighbors. Adopt family. Squeeze in there. If you see someone sitting by themselves, get with them. Find them. All right, guys, we'll take about one more minute. All right, guys, about 30 seconds, 20 seconds. Like you came up with some things, some like concrete things that you could think through. Okay, Zella, tell me what you got. Racism. Okay, what's one thing you can do this week to help right the wrong of racism? Say it again. Okay. Okay. How would someone give money to that? And if you can speak up a little louder. Okay. Okay, she said that you can give some money to the Equal Justice Initiative this week. And so I'm assuming that's what you guys are going to do this week. All right. To the Equal Justice Initiative to help right the wrong of racism. Anybody else? I saw a hand over here. Go ahead, Zeke. Okay. Man, I wish I probably should get you a mic. I didn't hear you. Sponsor a child through World Vision. Amen. And that's something you would like, you're going to do this week? All right, that's great. All right, what you got there, bro? Stop arguing. Amen. What's one thing you can do this week to help people not argue? Awesome. What's one way you can do that this week? All right. Okay. All right. What you got, sweetie? Giving? Care kits. Is that something you guys going to do this week, Masons? All right. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right. One more. Luke, what you got? Luke, I know you talk louder than that, bro. I know it. I hear it a lot. Go ahead and tell me what he said, Corky.
There's two kids at school that don't get along together. He can help reconcile their friends.
That's awesome. All right. Good job, Luke. All right. I'll be praying for you about that. Lord, help Luke. Help Luke to reconcile that friendship. Amen. And friends, the reason why I'm being very clear in this, because I think this is an opportunity for us to be really quick in application, okay? And it's a way for us to get our children involved, to see our children, to see us applying what we're learning in Scripture this week, okay? So whatever it is you talked about, no condemnation. But if you have an opportunity to actually do it and do it with your children, I would say do that, okay? All right? Everybody should say amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right, all right. Praise the Lord. Let's pray as Pastor Drew leads us into communion this morning. Dear Lord, I do thank you so much for the opportunity to have fun. Jesus, I thank you that you not only came to die for us, but you also came to live so that we would know how to live. And Lord, I pray that as we talk this morning about following your example of righting an injustice, that Lord, you would grant us not just compulsion, but Father, you would grant us inspiration. You would grant us welcome to join you in bringing your kingdom now, in righting wrongs, and doing whatever that thing is that you've placed in our heart to do this week. Lord, I pray that you grant us opportunity. I pray that you would grant us fruit in doing what we do. And Lord, I pray that as we do it with our children, you would grant us the privilege of being able to sow some seed of your love, of your kingdom in their hearts. And for every child here that's in this room, that's in the trailer, that's downstairs, Lord, I pray that you would, Father God, cause them to know you, and that seed would truly bear fruit 30, 60, and 100-fold time that which was sown. Save our children. Keep them from going the way of the world. Bless them, Lord God, that they may not know in the future a day where you are not real to them, where you are not for them. Father, this is a miraculous thing we ask of you, but you are the worker of miracles. We give you the glory and the honor. We thank you for hearing us. In Jesus' name. Amen.